What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 173, I think. 172, 173. Alex with you, and Nick is back. It's been a while, Nick, so, you know, how we doing? Glad to have you here.
Yeah, it feels weird actually doing this. It feels like I've been away for months. It's great to be back. Just been extremely busy these last couple of weeks. A little bit of vacation, and then the house getting everything. Finally got my setup here ready to go. So hopefully from here on out, I'll be doing this weekly again.
Yeah, I mean, I've been struggling kind of to do it every week, just, you know, 10 minutes, boom, boom, duh, you know, just,
yeah,
you know, just to get something out there and all that. So, but yeah, good to have you back. Unfortunately, not really too much to talk about as far as this week. You know, not much really happening as far as news kind of things go. So, you know, we had the start of the truck race or truck series playoffs last Friday, at IRP. So we'll touch on that. And then the Cup series and the Xfinity series were the Indy Road Course, which for me personally seemed on the Cup side to go a little bit better than the couple years past. Just seemed like an overall better kind of race, I guess. You know, maybe it was because of the winter, maybe, you know, different restart zone, you know, things of that nature. Plus all the different drivers from different backgrounds that were in this race as well. So I guess we'll just get right into the truck stuff, which was the opening of their playoffs. So I didn't see the whole thing here. It was started like 9 o'clock Friday night and kind of hit the head about an hour or hour and a half into it. But Ty Majeski got the win here. So he moves on to the round of eight for the truck series, which he kind of was pretty dominant last year in the playoffs. I think he had two wins, made it to the championship four. And he was pretty dominant at IRP last weekend. So, Nick, he's got to be up there as far as a favorite to get back to Phoenix again.
Yeah, it just seems like history is repeating itself. He's already got a win under his belt for this, and you never know, he might get another race in there and get another win to get in the championship four like last year. So hopefully, instead of being behind Zane Smith last year, he's going to be hopefully taking care of business and getting it done this year.
Yeah. I would have him kind of up there, you know, obviously as a favorite to, you know, get to Phoenix and even, you know, win it all. Cause he's been kind of fast all year, even though this was his first win of the season. He was, you know, he's been fast wherever they've gone. So Christian Eckes was second. Lane Riggs was third. Carson Hocevar fourth. Zane Smith fifth. William Sawalich, sixth. Raja Carew, seventh. Corey Heim, eighth. Matt Crafton, ninth. And Matty D rounded out of the top 10 here. So a decent amount of playoff drivers, except for a select few in the top 10 here. So they, since Ty Majeski won, he's locked in to the next round. Now, their cutoff line is pretty close here after one now. It's, you know, one of three races. But Ben Rhodes is plus four. Nick Sanchez is plus two. You got Matt Crafton minus two. Matty D minus three. So, Nick, I think, and it seems like you always go to this guy, Matt Crafton, to sneak it in, you know, either into the playoffs, the next round, or whatever. Do you think he's going to make that happen? Being that Nick Sanchez is still young, he's a rookie, you know, and Matty D's back there too, you know, a veteran. So what are you thinking there?
I would flip-flop Sanchez and Crafton. Just I get experienced veterans the ability to make it through. I think he'll get through the next round, but I'm not sure about the round after. DiBenedetto has been all over the place, so I'm surprised he even made it to begin with. and I just can't see him moving forward after this round coming up.
Yeah, so they got, IRP they raced at. They got the Milwaukee Mile coming up, not this weekend, the following weekend. So they're off this weekend while the Xfinity Cup guys are at Watkins Glen. And then they end the round at Kansas. So, the Milwaukee Mile, obviously, none of these guys have raced on air in a truck, we'll say, unless they've done some tests or something like that up there. But, that could be a little wild card for this round. Then obviously Kansas, mile and a half, high speed, things of that nature. So I don't know, pretty good round as far as different style tracks here.
Yeah, definitely a different variety.
So that's always a plus. Then if they transition to the round of eight, they got Bristol, Talladega, and Homestead. So, you got a little bit of everything there.
Yeah.
The truck playoffs have gotten underway. Should be pretty interesting here. As they go to the Milwaukee Mile on, it's a Sunday. That's weird. The 27th. Oh, okay. That's why. So that weekend is Daytona, the Saturday night race, for the Cup guys, Friday night for Xfinity. So, that is why they are on Sunday. So we'll still have Sunday race in there.
Yeah.
Before the NFL season kicks off here after Labor Day. So then it'll be flipping back and forth. Then we got fantasy coming up as well. So it's always a doozy there. But anyway, Nick, real quick, who would you have in your championship four right now since the playoffs just got underway for the trucks?
Ooh. So yeah, obviously I have to eye up there. Zane, I would have in there. Ben Rhodes, I would have in there. And I'm gonna say Carson would probably be in there. That'd probably be my four.
Okay. My four is actually a pretty different than yours. I have Ty in there as well. Actually, I would have Carson and I would have Corey Heim. And then the other one, I would either say, Zane, or maybe even Christian Eckes to sneak in there. So any of those top five, really, would be my guess as of now. So, just because Corey Heim had so many playoff points, he won the regular season title, so he has that cushion working for him there. So we'll have to see how it shakes out. But the Xfinity series from Indy Road Course, I didn't really catch much of this, but Ty Gibbs was your winner, Sam Mayer second, Allmendinger third, Austin Hill fourth, Justin Allgaier fifth, Cole Custer sixth, Parker Kligerman seventh, Sheldon Creed eighth, Kaz Grala ninth, and Brett Moffitt rounded out the top 10 here. So Ty Gibbs, first win in the Xfinity car this year. And there's kind of some questions on why Ty Gibbs has run so many Xfinity races. Well, Bob kind of clarified it. With you have to run, what is it, three full seasons in Cup,
Three full seasons in Cup. Yeah.
and then you get the, six race limit or whatever it is. So that's why we only see Kyle Busch, and others for select races. And he had mentioned, for example, Ty Gibbs and Ross Chastain are able to, do more races because they're not, I guess, veterans in the Cup Series yet.
To me, it's just a weird rule. I just.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I think if you're running a full schedule in the Cup Series, it should just be kind of, the six races and that's it. Obviously, no Cup guys can race in the lower series during their playoff time, or like certain like Dash for Cash races or anything like that. But yeah, so Ty Gibbs is actually in this race coming up as well at Watkins Glen. So is Kyle Busch, so is Ross Chastain. So they're all kind of in this one, coming up this weekend. So let's see here. I guess from what we got from that, as far as playoffs go, I mean, they're still a little ways out for the playoffs.
Yeah, they got four races still.
Yeah. So four spots available for points, and the cutoff's pretty well, besides Sheldon Creed's plus 17, Parker Kligerman minus 17. They're the only ones. You know, unless somebody wins at Daytona or, you know, something along those lines. I have a feeling here Sheldon Creed got terrible. He was so good going towards the playoffs last year. And then he, you know, not enough to make it. So I'm kind of hoping he gets to, you know, pull it out and get it, you know, get in the playoffs this year. Other than that, I think everybody else is pretty decent for now.
Yeah, just the only one off you got to figure out is Daytona is the big wild card, and
Yeah.
anybody in the bottom half can somehow, well, I wouldn't say all, but there's about two or three that I think have a decent shot at possibly punching their ticket that way.
Yeah, I would say Parker, Brandon Jones, Brett Moffitt, you know, those three right below
Yeah.
would be the best options there to, you know, get it done possibly. I mean, Jeremy Clements won the Daytona race last year. He's below the cut line. Then you got Kaz Grala in there, Ryan Sieg, who always is good at these at the plate tracks. So you never know. But usually it always seems to be Austin Hill nowadays at the at these kind of tracks. So we'll see. But yeah, so should be interesting there. Watkins Glen, Nick, we'll have to make a pick towards the end here. But Watkins Glen for the Xfinity Series Saturday 3:30 on USA, 82 laps, 200 miles at Watkins Glen. I kind of like Watkins Glen. It's one of my more favorite road courses. I mean, it's been on the schedule forever. Plus, it's like really high, it's high speed, you know, a lot of things that make it, you know, fun to watch, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the better tracks. It's been around forever, makes it more iconic.
Yeah, so we see a couple of people get their first wins there. Chase Elliott, AJ Allmendinger, you know, get their first Cup Series wins there. There's been some great battles, big crashes. You know, there's been a lot of everything at Watkins Glen over the years. So should be fun with the Xfinity guys and then the Cup guys on Sunday. So let me go to this real quick, Nick. Our picks from the Xfinity Series. At the Indy Road Course, you went with Allgaier. I went with Chandler Smith. Allgaier fifth, Chandler Smith 34th. So you got to be on there. 20-13 going to the Cup race. So we'll get into that one in a second, which I think I don't want to say I got lucky on that, like picking the actual winner. I was just going with, you know, a road course guy, but not somebody who I thought would win, right?
I had a shot. I thought that he had a good shot. I really, for some reason, back of my mind.
Yeah, I saw. I then I was like, thinking, I was like, damn, I was like, he qualified pretty well. Or like they said his practice times were pretty well. And I was like, oh, well, I guess that was a decent pick then.
Yeah. It was solid. Like, I was back from North Carolina, and just every time I heard is Michael McDowell has this much lead, he's got this much, and then Chase was getting closer and closer,
Yeah.
and then just burned his tires out and didn't have a shot at him. So yeah, that was a really good win for him. First one actually done it with the checker flag in hand.
Yeah, so you're right because his first win was the Daytona 500 a couple years ago. Obviously, ended on last lap on caution, and this was different because on those kind of restrictor plate tracks, we know kind of anybody has a shot there if you stay out of the trouble. But road course or any of these other tracks, you got to have speed. You got to have like raw speed to obviously the driver has a lot to do with it as well, road courses, but the cars have to have speed. And Front Row Motorsports outran Gibbs, Hendrick, and all them big teams. So that's definitely, a feel good win. Obviously a popular win in the garage area for Michael McDowell there. So definitely that was cool to see. But Nick, the race overall was actually a little better. We didn't see huge amount of wrecks. We saw some spins still and everything, people spinning each other out, things of that nature. But I think one, the restart zone being before the last turn, so they restarted, came around the turn, and then they had the straightaway, so they were kind of spread out a touch, on restarts, whereas like last year going into turn one there was insanely
It was jumbled up. It
mind
was
numbing.
just,
I couldn't even watch it. You knew.
you knew something was going to
Yeah.
happen, and it just wasn't. You like to see the action and see people turn and stuff, but after a while, you have so much real estate. It's not racing anymore. It's just a bunch of
Bumper
cars
car.
jumbled up and
Yeah.
bumper cars. Who's gonna get hit? Like, you pick a number or whatever. It's somebody's gonna get it.
Yeah, so we didn't have really much of that. There was some single car spins. We had some people not happy with one another and just tug them in the bumper and set them off, but no real major accidents. Justin Haley had a big one kind of towards the beginning, but actually stayed in the race, I believe. And then Joey Logano running into the back of Blaney going into turn one, but everybody was able to drive away from that one. But yeah, I would give it, a solid B minus to a B, on the overall race itself. But there was some good news. They did do testing on the oval. Cross your
Yeah, I
fingers,
did see that.
crossing the fingers. They did some testing on the oval, at Indy. So maybe we're looking at getting that, the real Brickyard 400 back, next year. So we'll have to see, but I would, I think you had mentioned this before, maybe alternate. Like next year, if they do the oval part, then the year after, do the road course, or something to
Even
kind
if they do it
of
like
break
every
it up.
2, 3 years or something, it's
Yeah.
just we hear this every time. Oh, bring back the oval. Then the oval comes back. Oh, this race sucks. Let's bring back the road course. And they just flip-flop.
Yeah.
So instead of having to think about it, that's what actually can happen.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. Obviously, they don't have to do anything to the track to get it ready if they were wanting to put it the oval on the seat, the schedule next year. So, we'll have to wait and see here. What comes of it. But here's the top 10. Like we said, Michael McDowell was your winner, his first of the year, so that locked himself in the playoffs and put the bubble, even tighter. Chase Elliott was second. Daniel Suarez third. Tyler Reddick fourth. Alex Bowman fifth. Chase Briscoe sixth. Martin Truex seventh. Kyle Larson eighth. Christopher Bell ninth. And Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG, rounded out the top 10. So two top 10s and his two starts. And he was actually a little more aggressive as well in this race. But in Chicago, he was kind of just, showing the field how it's done, instead of being in a pack there, but the other guys that were in this race that were, what do you say, supercar racers, IMSA guys, F1, whatever, Kamui Kobayashi in the 67 for 2311, he finished 33rd. Jenson Button in the 15 finished 28th. Mike Rockefeller, who's filling in this week as well in the 42, for the suspended, now out of a job, Noah Gregson at this point. He finished 24th. Brody Kostecki in the 33 for RCR finished 22nd. And I guess that was it for now. But yeah, so a lot of different guys. They all said they loved it. They want to try the ovals at some point. And it looks like SBG, if it wasn't for the charters being $100 million, I think he would be full-time next year. But it looks like he's going to be running a lot of cup races next year. I don't know how many you can do before it's like you have to buy a charter or whatever, but apparently pretty much almost a done deal for Trackhouse to get him over here next year. He got out of the supercars contract in Australia, so looks like we'll be seeing a lot of this guy next year, Nick.
Yeah, it just depends on how many races they're allowing him to do before, you know, what you mentioned, the charter situation.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, all right. Well, I just got a little thing here. I don't know if you saw it too, Nick. So this is from Bob. RCR announced multi-year extension for their Xfinity program for Austin Hill. This is what it says. Stuff changes, and RCR loves him, saying he definitely would be in Xfinity and not Cup in 25. So that's two more years. Would be a little premature. So Austin Hill will be in Xfinity Series for a couple more years now, which kind of odd, but I guess when you think about it, they have, RCR has Kyle Busch now, and Austin Dillon, you know, Richard Childress is his grandfather. I can't really see them parting ways.
It's funny just reading the comments. A lot of people are saying replace Austin with the better Austin. So that's just
when you think about it, yeah. I mean, Austin had a terrible year really in Cup this year. We've seen Austin Hill win what, four or five times in Xfinity this year. So, I don't know. I don't know if it turns into one of those Tyler Reddick kind of deals where somebody kind of swoops in and steals him away. I don't know, but obviously if they really love him that much, you probably threw a decent amount, a chunk of change at him, I would assume. So, he'll end up dominating for, a couple more years here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming one of those years he'll probably win a championship. We'll see. But you never know. That was just kind of popped up on the phone right there real quick. So Austin Hill back at RCR next year. No word on Sheldon Creed yet, so we'll have to see what happens with that. So, Nick, our picks from Indy Road Course for the Cup. I did go with Michael McDowell. You went with Allmendinger, who has had some bad luck here, I think, on pit road as well.
Colic as a whole had a bad day.
Otherwise, he's won this race before. So, obviously we know how good he is on road courses. And, he's pretty good at Watkins Glen as well this week. But I got you on that one, 21-13. Watkins Glen this week, we got two of them. Let me get back here. So the Twitter poll, Nick, would you vote Indy Road Course is a good race?
I guess it'd be like 55% probably for me. It was okay. It wasn't the greatest thing.
Well, 70-30 on the yes side.
Well,
yeah. So that was kind of surprising. The reason being is because the past years on how, maybe that's why it was so much of a yes, because the past years were not stellar.
That's understandable. It definitely was better than last couple years. It was, but it's I think it's done its job, and I think if they can change how the package is for the oval and make it more exciting than straight, single file like how it was a couple years ago, then I would definitely love to see that back.
I mean, I'm with you. I wasn't really a fan of the Indy Road Course when they started it, so but then again, I wasn't really that much of a fan of the Roval either. Now I don't really mind it, but plus Blaney got a win there, so anyway, so moving on here. So Watkins Glen for the Cup Series Sunday at 3 o'clock on USA. 90 laps, 220 miles here. And I think, like I said, Mike Rockenfeller is in the 42 again. Cole Custer back in the, racing the cup race this week in the 51. And Andy Lally in the 15. Other than that, pretty much our usual suspects here, Nick. But before we, before we make our picks, let's just go over what we got on the cut line here. So four or three spots left, Nick. Three. And it's pretty much going to come down to one here because Brad and Kevin are pretty comfortable here, unless we would have to get two more winners. And only one of them would fall out. Two more new winners, I should say. So, and they're pretty neck and neck too. But Kevin Harvick plus 145, Brad Keselowski plus 143. And we get to the cut line here, which it kind of closed up a little bit with Suarez finishing so good at the Indy Road Course. But Bubba Wallace is still above. He's plus 28. Daniel Suarez minus 28, and Ty Gibbs minus 49. So if one of these guys below the cut line has a bad race this week, it's safe to assume, unless something crazy at Daytona happens, that we got our three on points. But we know Bubba's not really good at road courses either. So where Daniel Suarez is pretty good, pretty decent. Chase Elliott, obviously, down there has to win to get in. AJ Allmendinger, in the same boat there as far as road course guys. So, Bubba's just got to have a decent day here, and kind of pray nobody new wins. And I think he should be all right because we know he's pretty good at the, at the plate tracks, and everything like that. So, do you think it's going to stand pat as it is?
No, I don't think so. I think there's going to be a lot of jumbling, honestly. But this race, you got so many guys down at the bottom of the cut line that can do exceedingly well. And then you got Daytona, where there's also a lot of people down there at the bottom that can also do exceedingly well. So it can go many different scenarios. But the way the cut sits right now, it's going to be all screwed up for the next 2 weeks, in my
Okay.
opinion.
All right. So if there was two new winners from below the cut line, who do you think makes it, Brad or Kevin?
Ooh, that's tough.
Because they're tight. They're like pretty much dead even right
They're
now.
dead even, yeah. Ooh. Sorry, John. I'm gonna take Kevin on that. I think he's got a little bit more the ability to stay out of trouble. I know they're not the most, both of them aren't the best road guys. Kevin does, both of them are decent plate track drivers too. I think Brad's got a little up hand, but I just think Kevin's can just, for some reason, you can go either way, but I'm just going to take Kevin just because.
Well, I'm going to actually go against you. I would say Brad, just because of how RFK has been running over the last couple months. Obviously, we've seen Buescher win twice in 2 weeks, and Brad's been up there in the top 10, a lot as well, top fives. And like you said, he's one of the better plate guys, in NASCAR, in the Cup Series. So yeah, it should be interesting, especially if somebody new wins below the cut line this week. Then, it'll really get jumbled. And then obviously Daytona to end it. So that would be a wild Saturday night, I'll tell you. So anyway, Nick, moving on here to the Xfinity picks. Who do you think here at Watkins Glen?
I'm gonna take KB on this one.
Okay. Kyle Busch.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't raced in Xfinity in a while. Yeah, since earlier in the year, so running in that 10 car for calling. So that's a solid one. Bowman's in this race too in a 17.
Yeah, he's in the 17.
All right here. Trying to pick somebody I haven't picked, but kind of like out there-ish. I'll go Riley Herbst.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since he's kind of ran pretty good. I wouldn't say much of a road course guy, pretty decent, but I'll go with Riley Herbst just cause really at this point. But no Allmendinger in this race, so Parker Kligerman, man, he was on my list too there. So anyway, all right, so you're gonna go with Kyle Busch. I'm gonna go with Riley Herbst. The Xfinity series at Watkins Glen. So Cup side, I guess I'll go first on this one. Part of me wants to take Chase, but I don't really want to. All right. I'm gonna go with this might be on a limb. I'm gonna go with Chase Briscoe.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'll just he was good at road courses at one point in time. So I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'll definitely I gotta retract my statement from what I said about Kevin. He actually did win at Watkins Glen back in 06. So he does kind of know what he's doing.
Actually, yeah.
It's been almost 20 years, but I mean still it kinda
kinda
knows the ins and outs of it. That'd be crazy if he won this race.
By now.
I don't know. There's so many that I can go and I'm like, I don't know which one to get with. Do I just do what I was gonna originally do? Yeah, I'm just gonna do it. I gotta take Chase. I he's gotta win today. If he doesn't win, I think he's done.
That's it. Yeah. I think if he don't win this week, he's done.
He's out. He's out.
But then again, I mean, he got his first career win here. He has multiple wins here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's as good a pick as any, really.
Hendrick as a whole, you could either go Chase or Kyle. Hendrick the last 5 years has dominated this track.
Yeah.
It's just been straight. It's either been Kyle or Chase. So,
yeah.
One half does the other, really. They both are even on this. Like, you could really go either way, but Chase is basically win or go home situation right now.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I agree with you. If you don't get it done this week, I think that's going to wrap it up for good old Chase. For some friggin' miracle, he wins at Daytona. So you're going to go with Chase Elliott. I'm going to go with Chase Briscoe. So we got the Chases on Sunday in the Cup race from Watkins Glen. Like I said, 3 o'clock on USA, 90 laps, goes by pretty quick here at the Glen. So should be fun. Should be interesting, especially with the playoff scenarios we got going on here. Two races left. And we start the round of 16 at Darlington next. So, going back there for a second time, then Kansas, and then Bristol night race to end the round of 16. So pretty decent tracks here, in the round of 16 for the Cup guys. So it should be fun. Anyway, I guess that's about it here, Nick. So just to so I can drill it in my head. Xfinity, you're going with Kyle Busch. And Cup, you're going with Chase Elliott. In Xfinity, I'm going with Riley Herbst. Then in Cup, I'm going with Chase Briscoe. So they're the picks for Watkins Glen. No truck series this week. They'll be back the following week at the Milwaukee Mile. So we'll kind of touch on that next week as well. As preview Daytona, the regular season finale for the Cup race or Cup series. So that's always a fun time, Saturday night racing under the lights at Daytona in a couple weeks. So anything else, Nick, before we end her off here?
Nah, it should be a fun weekend.
Yes, it should. Hopefully not too hot where you are. I think it's supposed to cool.
It'll be hot.
I think it's supposed to cool off a little bit here for Saturday. Then it's supposed to go back up to 90 or something. So, you know, it is what it is, summertime. So anyway, I guess follow the Twitter, _Banks_Instagram, _Banks_podcast. Go check out Jacob Jones music wherever you listen to music. Always got new material up on YouTube, you know, or any other of his social medias as well. So that'll wrap it up for us. Like I said, we'll recap Watkins Glen next week and preview the regular season finale for the Cup Series at Daytona. So hope you guys listen in, and we'll see you next time.